Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
So people in Silicon Valley are finding new ways to avoid any kind of pleasantry in their life. They're not watching movies, they're not eating, they're not touching their phones, talking to people, they're even avoiding eye contact as part of a health craze known as a dopamine fast. Mm-hmm. These people are seeking to appreciate the everyday more by depriving themselves of dopamine. But before we sort of get into this, what is dopamine, first of all? What are they trying to do to their brains?
So dopamine is this chemical that's released from your brain during like rewards like behavior. So it could be things like, you know, getting an award or having alcohol, drugs, or even hanging out with your friends. It has this rewarding, like when you feel good about things. It's a neurotransmitter that's released from your brain.
In a normal situation where a person isn't going out of their way to control or dopamine production, what does a normal functioning production of dopamine look like in a human being?
So dopamine is a chemical that's released in terms of when you get a positive stimulus, right? And that stimulus could be having a chocolate croissant or a nice rich donut. It also could be like, you know, when you post something on Instagram and you get a like, that ding can induce that like a positive feeling. So that spikes the dopamine release in your brain.
So dopamine essentially controls positive reactions. What the big question here is, why are people going out of their way to deprive themselves of the little positive moments in day-to-day life?
Sure. So it's sort of like about saturation. So your brain releases so much dopamine in a day, for example, but then a constant stimulus. So in modern day life, right, you wake up, you check your Facebook, for example, you go to work, you get constantly talking to your friends, your colleagues, you get emails popping up. So your day gets, you as a person, get exposed to so much stimulus in a very short span of time. So the idea is that dopamine gets saturated. The amount of like enjoyment and pleasure you could get from these stimulus, your brain isn't able to recognize them anymore, and then it doesn't sort of get that good feeling anymore.
And in what we call today, you mentioned that sort of overstimulation and what many people refer to as an attention economy, where we thrive of constantly having interactions, constantly moving. Does something like dopamine fasting have any health benefits when you look at it scientifically?
Scientifically, so there's no evidence that depriving yourself can have positive feelings. So I'll give you an example, right? So a part of research in my lab looks at drug addiction and how we can reduce drug addiction. So if you think about depriving yourself from a reward, or dopamine fasting in a sense, where like most people who are recovering drug addicts, when they go to rehab, when they're abstained from drugs, they actually have major withdrawal symptoms. So the terminology of depriving yourself in terms of dopamine, actually, I think it's quite challenging and quite hard. So I can't imagine. So if you can imagine not touching your phone for the next 6 hours, it's not as easy to do, and it can have a lot of like other symptoms that go along with it.
And I think one of the things that are sort of concerning health professionals and scientists about these dopamine fasts is the fact that it's maybe not just taking out technology or taking a step back from technology. People are going so far as, you know, not eating for 24 hours or avoiding contact with people, avoiding eye contact with people, and sort of even the smaller day-to-day things that could release dopamine. What are some negative consequences from this kind of isolation from the world?
Dopamine depletion or lack of dopamine, you know, can lead. So, for example, it's Parkinson's disease. A major hallmark of Parkinson's disease is actually loss of dopamine neurons. Patients actually take dopamine pharmacologically to replenish dopamine levels. So, to use the word dopamine as in fasting actually has a lot of negative connotations associated with it. But for people, everyday people, you know, removing themselves from social spaces and not making eye contact, I think a limited time out can be beneficial for most people. But I mean, 24 hours isn't that long. But I think when it's extended time, it can be a consequence. So for example, depression, social isolation can lead to depression and many other sort of disorders.
So I think with like most things that sort of become an out of control health craze, your advice here is essentially, you know, everything in moderation. If you do feel like you need a break from your phone, take a break from your phone or from conversation, but don't lock yourself away forever.
No, definitely. I think so. One of the benefits about, you know, these hypes that you hear from the Silicon Valley about intermittent fasting or this dopamine fasting, it's about actually sort of taking yourself out of the rat race and sort of giving it a chance for your brain and your body to do to reset, right? So, for example, with the long fasting systems, like resetting your body, but I think with dopamine fasting, I haven't used the correct word here, but actually to give your brain a bit of a rest is a key point. So if you can find ways to give your body a reset, I think that's a really good way to do it. But long term, so more than 24 hours is something that, you know, you don't want to be doing it repetitively, but, you know, having a timeout can be beneficial for everyone, really. And I think, you know, some of the article touched on things like comparing dopamine fasting to meditation. So I think there's a really big difference in those practices. So for example, like meditation, the general practice is to induce feeling satisfied with the practice. But with dopamine fasting, actually you're depriving yourself. So I'm not sure how good you would feel, and I think it's very hard to deprive yourself with your self-choice.
Yeah, so switching the emotions and the sort of approach from a positive approach that looks to calm you rather than a negative approach that looks to deprive you of.
That's right, yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on and speaking to us about it today.
Well, thank you, Sophia. It was great chatting to you too.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.